And Matt Bevan joins us now, away from Australia Day, I think, to what's making headlines around the world. Hi, Matt.
Specifically to the US today, Fran, where the divisions are getting a bit deeper already. Pro-Trump actor John Voight has spoken out against two Hollywood A-listers, Shia LaBeouf and Miley Cyrus, for involving themselves in the Women's March on the weekend.
The march was about, it was against the government and against this president, trying to denigrate his office and his presidency. And that's no good, you know. And when you see the young people like Shia LaBeouf and Miley Cyrus, and they have a lot of followers, young people are looking at them. What are they teaching? They're teaching treason.
John Voight there, dropping the word treason into the discussion surrounding Miley Cyrus and former co-star Shia LaBeouf. Yes, treason. Look, there are several issues on the boil in the White House today, Fran. As you've been discussing, President Trump has signed executive orders moving towards the construction of the border wall. There's also discussion about an executive order looking into enhanced interrogation techniques, although it seems the wider Republican Party is being kept in the dark on that. Senate Republican Conference Chairman Senator John Thune was asked in a press conference not too long ago if President Trump was considering allowing torture of prisoners.
When it comes to enhanced interrogation techniques, that sort of thing, my understanding is I haven't seen the new executive action or what's being proposed, but my understanding is that they're going to look at, examine some of those issues. But with respect to torture, that's banned.
Senator John Thune there. The other issue on the boil is voter fraud. Donald Trump raised it once again the other day, saying he thinks more than 3 million people voted illegally in the election last year. Here's a line of questioning to White House Press Secretary Sean Spicer on this issue yesterday.
Does the president believe that millions voted illegally in this election? And what evidence do you have of widespread voter fraud in this election, if that's the case?
The president does believe that. He has stated that before. I think he stated his concerns of voter fraud and people voting illegally during the campaign. And he continues to maintain that belief based on studies and evidence that people have presented to him.
Are you going to ask for an investigation? Is the White House going to formally ask for a probe into this alleged
fraud? I think he won very, very handily. He's very comfortable with his win, but I think
it should trouble him if he's bringing it up. That's
I think he was having a discussion with some folks and mentioned something in passing.
Mentioned in passing. Soon after that briefing, senior Republican Senator Lindsey Graham delivered a strong rebuke to the new president.
I wasn't there, but if the president of the United States is claiming that 3 to 3.5 million people voted illegally, he needs to disclose why he believes that. It is the most inappropriate thing for the president to say without proof. We're talking about a man who won the election and seems to be obsessed with the idea that he could not have possibly lost the popular vote without cheating and fraud. So I would urge the president to knock this off.
That's senior Republican Senator Lindsey Graham
Republican Senator.
Republican, on Donald Trump's side, indeed. Well, less than 24 hours later, the White House has doubled down.
And as you saw from this tweet this morning, the president is looking into various options to address voter fraud. On Thursday, he'll travel to Philadelphia for a retreat with congressional Republicans, where in addition to discussing his legislative agenda, he'll also provide an update on the actions that he's going to be taking in the next few days.
Sean Spicer there, and he was asked several times to elaborate.
I don't want to start throwing out numbers, but there's a lot of people that are dead. They're on rolls. There are people that are voting in two places, or that are on the rolls in two different states, sometimes in three different states. I think taking the necessary steps to study and to track what we can do to both understand the scope of the problem, and then secondly, how to stop the problem going forward is something that's definitely clearly in the best interest.
By the way, Fran, there's no evidence so far that millions of people voted illegally, despite the fact that there are indeed dead people on the roll. It's unlikely that many of them turned up to vote. There has been a statement released by the National Association of Secretaries of State specifically saying, we are not aware of any evidence that supports the voter fraud claims made by President Trump.